This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon, everybody. Chad Hartman back here with you. Tribute to my father today. As I said when we started, I really was uncertain how to approach because the tributes have been remarkable for my father. But I decided instead of where we would try some for my father and some what we normally do on the show, that we would bring on some people today who my father truly loved and who interacted with my father in the respect was immense. We had Bud Grant on in the first hour. You can always podcast the show, WCCORadio.com/Chad, if you want to follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. You can also look at radio.com, hit the rewind feature. It's certainly not our show. You can go back for not just our show. You can go back 24 hours when you hear what Corey had to say today, Dave, back to yesterday. It's available to you. Tim McGuire is now on the line. He is on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And as I told Tim last night, the newspaper was a part of my father's life for 92 years. And my father had a chance to work with, work for, or sometimes even the people he's working for, he felt like they work for him. So many people at the top of the list of the Star Tribune, and with all respect to everybody else, is this man, Tim McGuire. Tim stepped away from the Tribune in 2002. He was the senior VP at that point. He served in that position for over 10 years. Prior to that, he was the managing editor of the Tribune. He joined the paper in 1979 as the managing editor, and my father's relationship with Tim was phenomenal, so I wanted to reach out to Tim. Tim, thank you so much for being a part of this. You know what you meant to my father. Take me through when you first met my father initially, what that dynamic was like initially.
Well, initially, I was the managing editor of the Star, and it was the afternoon paper, and we were trying to save it. And I met Sid kind of in the hall, but it became obvious quite quickly that Sid did not feel appreciated by the Tribune folks. I don't know if they didn't understand him. I don't think they were real sports guys. Well, I think you know enough that I got jock straps hanging around my ears half the time. I love sports. And so Sid and I first bonded around sports. And then gradually, things changed at the Star Tribune. They merged, and I was put in charge of sports and features. And so then he was working for me. And nobody really wanted to deal with Sid. He was tough. He was hard to deal with. As you say, he was never quite sure who was working for who. But the other interesting thing was, like I say, it took a while, I think, for people to appreciate what he had been doing at the paper. you know, he'd had all the Lakers stuff and all that, and it really scared editors and publishers. And I just talked to him, and we became friends before I really had to face the difficult issues of, as I say, trying to bring him into the 1980s and 1990s. And that was a, some days I won and some days I didn't. But we usually had fun doing it.
You raise such important points, because my father, and I've said this so many times, so indulge me for the folks who've heard it before, is without a doubt the most competitive person I've ever met. Even with all the athletes, all the people in business, my father was the most competitive person. He could be extraordinarily competitive at his own paper, right? If fill in the blank was covering the Gophers or covering the Vikings, my father wanted that story every bit as much as that person covering the beat. And at the same time, Tim, when you talk about how my father didn't feel appreciated, I say this just conveying, my father dealt with insecurity for a long time. And no. I think a lot of it goes back to growing up as difficult as the circumstances were, so difficult, so poor, his father dealing with alcoholism, always worried that even with the success, as it moved up to different layers, that all could happen. So how did you deal with that conundrum of a guy who wanted the stories, was great, sometimes wanted the stories at the paper's expense, and also kind of was doubting himself when at times he really didn't need to doubt himself?
Well, I said that our real bond was sports, but we had another one. There might be one or two people who will tell you that I was a competitive newsman myself. Mm-hmm. And we bonded over that. He knew I wanted the story as much as he did. But I always tried to say, hey, we got to play fair. We got to play nice. And one of the things I did that I'm quite proud of is I started partnering him up with news side people. Rather than having him compete with McEnroe, let's put him with McEnroe. And, oh, my God, was that a combination.
That's some of the most
fun I've ever had in the newspaper business, McEnroe and Sid. But I would pair him up. You know, I needed something, on one of the stadium deals or this or that. And I'd say, okay, they've got the story. I need it confirmed, or I need this. And we built something significant over that. I mean, I think that's why he has fond feelings, because I tried to make him a partner as much as I could.
Tim McGuire is here for a long time, for 10-plus years. He was the senior VP of the Star Tribune. Prior to that, he was managing editor of the Star Tribune. He talked about also that going back to 79, he was the managing editor of the Star. So take me through, because you're 100% right. My father didn't always adapt to modern ideas, didn't always adapt to things that made sense. How would you appeal to him that this is also good for you, but it's also good for the business, and in the end it's good for all of us, because sometimes he had to be pulled that way, kicking and screaming?
Well, the classic was online. I mean, here's a man who's been in the newspaper business for 40 years, and it's all about getting the scoop, and it's all about getting the scoop in the newspaper. And now you got this little rat devil who's trying to tell you that you ought to put it online first. Oh, my God. We wrestled and yelled and cajoled, and he never liked it. He always hated it. He got to a point, and some of it was just as I was leaving and after, I'm told, but where he realized that, hey, you could count the hits and you could count the page views at night.
Correct.
Before the paper came out, and boy, that was fun. Because, again, you had to convince him that it was another competitive act. And he gradually got that. But, oh, I'll tell you, the beginning of that was just a war. Just a war. But, you know, we had so many. And you know, I know a lot of people. I don't kid myself. A lot of people think I coddled and babied Sid. Well, I like to think I maximized him. and there's a difference. And we disagreed on a lot of things, but I think he came to understand that it was not 1951.
Can I follow up on that too? Because I just want to jump in on that, because obviously you know that a lot of people at the Star Tribune are also my friends, right? And they knew the dynamic that I had my father, that they could be honest with me too, and I wouldn't share that at times with my father. And I know a lot of people at times felt like, well, there was one standard that my father had and that they faced this other standard. How did you balance that? How did you try to be true to the pursuit of the guy who's running the paper, has this really unique person, and then still has the standards in journalism that matter every bit as much to you today as they did when you were running the paper?
Oh, no question. I have made no bones, Chad. None. No bones whatsoever about the fact that Sid was my greatest management challenge ever. I mean, because of what you just point out, yeah, you can deal with Sid, but yeah, you got to look at the fallout too. And what people are going to think and say, and you know, you had to consider history, you had to consider, you know, value, but at the same time, I drew the line several times and said, Sid, you can't do that. And one of the things I did in my last 10 years or so when I was top editor is, again, back to making him my partner, he said, you're going to make us both look bad. You're going to make me look really bad here. And I was able to say that. But I also, you know, I don't like to consider myself a dummy. And I kept my ear to the ground on, okay, this has really pissed him off. I've got to address this in some public way. Oh, I mean, there's just no question. You know, before we go on, I ought to disclose something. I'm wearing around my neck a Christian cross that says, with love, respect, and affection, from to Tim the Catholic, from Sid the Jew. I love the guy. And I can still say without batting an eye, he was the toughest management challenge I ever faced.
Tim, I really appreciate coming on, because I wanted people to hear this side, really, for the first time, what the dynamic was at the paper, what it meant to him, and also what it was like when you were trying to balance all this and then finish it with a necklace. Is just the perfect way to do it. So I greatly appreciate your friendship with my father, and thank you so much for sharing these stories.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Tim McGuire here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.